Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Forest Park High School for Hatchet Basketball on Memories 107.9 and worldwide at WAMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake alongside Kyle Cornelius from Forest Park High School this evening, where the Washington Hatchets at 4-3 are set to face off with the Forest Park Rangers, who come in at 3-3. Kyle, last night the Hatchets got a win. No style points, but we don't count style points in high school basketball. They walked away with a 40-38 victory at Lagodi. We'll take it. We're moving on to tonight.
It's a good thing. We'll just take the win, like you said, and come down here and see what we can do tonight.
The Forest Park Rangers have some hype, and that is Kurt Hope. He's 6'8 and just a sophomore. We got two more years to face this guy. And it never ceases to amaze me, Kyle. Never fails. Coming to play at this gym is always a challenge.
Tough place to play. Mr. Myers and I were talking. We think even when Cody played down here, Cody Zeller, we lost a heartbreaker down here. So it's a tough place to play. We're definitely going to have to be on our A game and play much better basketball than what we played last evening.
Hatchet pregame brought to you by Boyd & Sons Machinery and John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with the starting lineups and the opening tip from Forest Park. You're listening to Hatchet Basketball on WAMW.
Boyd & Sons Machinery is a one-stop shop for heavy equipment. 1 mile east of I-69 on Highway 50, Boyd & Sons Machinery is your source for all things undercarriage, from Warrior rubber tracks for your compact track loader or mini excavator, or a complete set of tracks for your bulldozer. They have you covered. If you need service in the field, the full service shop and road mechanics have the remedy to get you up and running without draining your pocketbook. Boyd & Sons Machinery is a full stocking Lucas Oil Products distributor, as well as a dealer for Oakley sunglasses, Mack trailers, Rightnower trailers, and much more. Visit them online at BoydTracks.com or call 800-443-3909.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
How can you say that?
You hand wash it, you hand wax it, you listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
I'm one happy camper. Shelter Insurance has great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. Ask your agent about Shelter's auto insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
I'm John Gear. Come see me at 2 East National Highway in Washington about Shelter's newest discounts on your auto insurance.
Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store has the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person on your Christmas list. Why not pick them up a Chuckles gift card? It fits all sizes and makes a great stocking stuffer. Use the card for snacks and items inside or to fill up your tank. Be sure to ask about the Chuckles Rewards card while you're there. Save 10 cents per gallon and receive other great discounts with the Rewards card. The Chuckles gift card and Chuckles Rewards card. Great ways to give and save from your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
From Ferdinand, Indiana, Forest Park High School, we are ready for Hatchet Basketball on this Saturday night. Dwayne Shake along with Kyle Cornelius, and we'll be back with the starting lineups after this two-minute break on WAMW.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute, we track it by the second, and when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Do you have a loan on a car, boat, or RV? Do you have a mortgage or children to send to college? All of these are financial obligations that will continue the need to be paid whether you are here or not. Hi, I am Lacey King at Thompson Insurance in Washington. Many people will admit if they were to die unexpectedly, they would not have enough life insurance to protect their family from financial disaster. Don't be one of them. Call me today at 812-254-1987 to protect your family.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor, Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Are you ready for the biggest deal ever at the Washington Chrysler Center? I hope you're seated. Here we go. It's a 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Classic. Blue in color, heated seats, steering wheel, remote start, 20-inch wheels, with rebates at $13,000. This truck is yours for just over $36,000. Regular price, $49,150. But you must act fast. There's only one. When it's gone, it's gone. The Big Finish event continues for a limited time. See the selection of new 2019s, the Motor Trend Truck of the Year, at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Starting lineups tonight brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington. Boyd Grain, a proud supporter of our Hatchet athletes. First for the visitors from Washington, at one guard is 6 foot senior Tyson Wright. The other guard is 6'2 junior Grant Niehaus. At forward, 6'4 senior Bryce Browning. At forward, 6'1 sophomore Julius Hardeman. And working the middle for the Hatchets, 6'7 senior Hunter Killian. Washington under head coach Gene Miller comes in tonight with a record of 4-3. For the Forest Park Rangers, they'll start at one guard, a 6'1 senior Reed Steffi. The other guard is a 5'11 freshman, Drew Howard. At forward, 6'3 sophomore Simon Jacob. At forward, 6'3 Aaron Hurst. And in the middle for Forest Park, a 6'8 sophomore Kurt Hope. Forest Park has a new head coach this year, first-year head coach David Welp, taking over the program here with the Rangers. A record of 3-3. And, you know, several common opponents early on. One of those, Evansville Bossy. Both of these two teams lost Evansville Bossy. Kyle, you had a chance to look at the Forest Park schedule so far.
Yeah, they've lost to Crawford County, very beginning of the year, first game of the season by 2 points. Crawford County is undefeated at this point in the season. Their other common opponent, you mentioned, Evansville Bossy. Evansville Bossy beat Forest Park by 10. And I'm trying to think who that third team was. Kind of left my mind now.
They're 3-3 again. First-year head coach David Welp.
Tell City. Back to him. Tell City was also undefeated. They lost by a pretty good margin there against Tell City.
Washington in the away black trimmed in gold. The Forest Park Rangers in the white trimmed in green. And we have been on the road basically the month of December, Kyle Cornelius. Won't it be good to finally return back home? I forgot what the Hatchet House looks like.
Well, I tell you, Santa's bringing us a couple home games after Christmas, and it'll be good to see.
Got one more girls game to get in first, a road trip to Heritage Hills. That's coming up next Thursday. It's been a brutal month of December for both the boys and the girls on the road, I'll tell you. And especially the broadcast team. Both teams have been introduced now as they will shake hands at midcourt. We'll get this one tipped off. Good crowd on hand at Forest Park. I tell you, the Ranger fans really back their hometown team. And we see several black and gold faithful in the crowd as well in attendance tonight. Jumping center, it's 6'7 against 6'8. Kurt Hope and Hunter Killian. Washington's going left to right on your radio dial from our vantage point at Press Row here in the first half. We're up atop the bleachers, looking down. The ball's at midcourt, and the opening tip is controlled by the Rangers. Here we go. Drew Howard, the freshman, kicks it off over to Simon Jacob. Jacob now picks it up back to Drew Howard. Howard out to the center circle, now hands it off to Simon Jacob. Jacob kicks it to Kurt Hope, the big man, underneath to Jacob. Jacob tries to work it in to Austin Hurst, denied, and Aaron Hurst, excuse me, and the turnover for Forest Park gives it to Washington. Grant Niehaus, quick jumper, up and in. Just what the doctor ordered. Washington 2, Forest Park nothing. Just underway here at Forest Park.
Nice pull-up jumper there at the elbow area for Grant Niehaus.
Top of the key, Reed Steffi controls. He throws it over to Hurst. Hurst, baseline jumper off the mark. Rebound to Bryce Browning and the Hatchets. Browning finds Tyson right the point, and 1 minute gone, 2-0. Hatchets with the lead and the ball. Niehaus over to Hardiman. Julius, far side, kicks it top of the key to Browning. Now to Tyson, right for three, just off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Killian. Offensive rebound, and then taken away by the Rangers as Hunter tried to get it into Bryce, and the Rangers stepped in front of that. There's a three by Forest Park. It's good. Count it for Simon Jacob, and the Rangers now lead 3-2. 6.5 to go, opening quarter. Niehaus over to Browning. Browning tries for three. He gets it. Bryce Browning from downtown with a big bucket. 5-3, Hatchets by two. Hope out to Simon Jacob. Three more around the rim. No good. Browning there to clean it up for the Hatchets. Tyson Wright pushes it up to Niehaus quickly. Niehaus shot fake. Now he shoots and scores. Niehaus with four. And the Hatchets lead 7-3. 2 minutes gone here at Forest Park. I like the way we're coming at him early, Kyle.
Coming out strong to the end of the game.
Simon Jacob to the free throw line. Hands off to Steffi. Now to Jacob. And now to Kurt Hope. Hope finds the freshman Drew Howard. And Howard will set the offense. Howard hands to Jacob. To Hope. And now Steffi. Hope. The big man kicks it out to Howard for three. No. Rebound put back is good, though, by Aaron Hurst. As nobody blocked out Hurst, and he was wide open to get the rebound and the putback. 7-5, Hatchets by two. Ball knocked out of bounds, last touch by the Rangers. Washington maintains. 5:27 to go, opening quarter. It's Washington 7, Forest Park 5. The inbound pass goes to Hardiman, now to Tyson Wright at the center circle. And now to Niehaus. Back to Wright for three. Tyson from downtown. Hatchett shooting the lights out right now.
Night and day difference so far. Let's hope we can keep it rolling.
10-5. Washington by five. Kurt Hope, top of the key to Drew Howard. Howard shakes the defense, but the runner is off the mark. Rebound is out of bounds. Boy, oh boy. Last touch by Hardiman. Tough break there for Washington.
Got to come up with those. As both times on the offensive rebounds for Forest Park just kind of been a breakdown, and they've come up with the loose balls.
Lob pass into Drew Howard. Howard traveled with it. And the freshman gives it back to Washington. Got to like what you see so far, Kyle. Washington in control.
Defense is strong so far. Offense, we're quick, but the shots are going in. That's the difference.
10-5. Washington by five, under 5 minutes to play, first quarter. Grant Niehaus working far side. Niehaus to Hardiman. Julius back out to Grant. Grant shoots, and no, but he is fouled. And Niehaus is going to take a couple free throws. We'll take that.
Yeah, I'd never want to foul a jump shooter, as I believe the big man, Hope, is going to get called for that foul. Make him hit that tough shot. You don't want to foul him that far away from the basket.
First free throw for Niehaus is in. Money, he's got five. 11-5 in favor of Washington. One more free toss coming for Niehaus. The second free throw is up, and it's also good. Grant Niehaus with six, and the Hatchets with a seven-point lead, 12-5 on the 8R Home Center scoreboard. Simon Jacob now controls. Hands it to Drew Howard. They kick it out to Hope for three. He can't get it. Rebound into the hands of Tyson Wright. Tyson quickly up the floor. Here's Julius Hardiman. Off the glass. Give him two. And Forest Park wants a timeout. Hatchet fans on their feet. Just the start the doctor ordered on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's Washington 14, Forest Park 5. We're back at Forest Park in 1 minute on WAMW.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Hi, I'm John Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, your auto owner's insurance agent. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Call for a free quote today at 812-254-4668.
The voice of the Hatchets!
4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Forest Park with the ball, trailing 14-5 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. The inbound pass into Hurst. He finds Drew Howard, and now Howard will try to set the offense. Hatchet defense really sticky on Forest Park in this opening quarter. Washington playing some inspired ball so far as that pass swatted away, but Forest Park able to maintain possession. There's a nice move by Hope. Wow. A reverse layup, and he got it to fall. That was not an easy shot. 14-7 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard now. The Hatchet lead is 7. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Lob underneath to Killian, and Hunter too strong off the glass. Weak side rebound to Steffi and the Rangers. Hope traveled. Good call right in front of the official. It's going back to the Hatchets. So far, so good if you're a Hatchet fan. Washington really coming out to play here tonight. Very, very different than the start of last night's game.
Very much so. Is
nobody more happy about that than Kyle and I and Coach Gene Miller.
Forest Park now in a 1-2-2 half-court trap.
And now they've got Tyson Wright almost tangled up. Tyson able to keep it. Gets it to Niehaus. Niehaus kicks it out to Browning. Browning to Wright. Now to Julius. Hardiman's shot is around the rim. No good. Bryce Browning with a big board, though. A second chance for the Hatchets. Timeout. Browning, good call. Bryce was in trouble. Takes a 30-second timeout. The Hatchets will have the ball when play resumes. 2:57 to go, first quarter. Washington 14, Forest Park 7. Back here in 30 seconds on WAMW.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
The voice of the Hatchets!
2:57 to go, first quarter play. It's Washington 14, Forest Park 7. Dwayne Shake with Kyle Cornelius on your Saturday night, 3 days away from Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and yours and to Hatchet Nation listening in tonight on WAMW FM Washington. The inbound pass goes to Julius Hardiman, and Hardiman kicks it over to Tyson Wright. Tyson now at the center circle will set the play for the Hatchets. He goes back to Hardiman. Hardiman kicks it over to Browning. Bryce Browning for three. Bottoms up, nothing but net. Browning with a second three-pointer of the period. 17-7, Hatchets by 10. Simon Jacob now drives the paint. Jump stop, shot up, no. Rebound swatted out, last touch by the big man Hope, and the ball going back to the Hatchets. Kyle, you can't say anything negative right now the Hatchets play.
I tell you, you always look really good when the shot goes in, and right now Washington has been on fire.
Lights out.
Forest Park's got to wonder what's hit him so far in this first quarter.
Three threes for the Hatchets in the opening period, two belonging to Bryce Browning. Tyson Wright called for a travel, a little bit of a late whistle there, but it was called, so the ball back to Forest Park on the unforced error. 2:13 to go, first quarter. Washington 17, Forest Park 7. Drew Howard, the freshman, hands off to Simon Jacob. Now to Hof. Now to Steffi. Reed Steffi back to Hof. Top of the key. Hof, a lefty. Kicks it to Drew Howard, and Howard travels again. Well, the Forest Park Rangers having some trouble handling the ball right now.
Got four turnovers here in the first 6 minutes.
Ball back to Washington. He's right. Brings it up the floor. Kicks it in gear, pulls up, jump shot, no. Rebound to Hope. Hope now brings it up quickly. Kicks it to Jacob. Jacob's shot is no good. On the rebound, a push foul against the Hatchets underneath. And the ball will stay with the Rangers. We'll see who it's on. That's going to go on Hunter Killian, his first, team's first. the out-of-bounds baseline for Forest Park underneath their basket. Reed Steffi kicks it in to Garrett Betts. Betts checked into the lineup for the Rangers now. Hope back to Steffi. Steffi into Hope. Spin move. Gets it and one. Kurt Hope connects on the shot. And a chance for the three-point play at the line. That foul on the Hatchets. Second team foul, first on Bryce Browning. Hope at the line. We'll see what kind of free throw shooter he is. Southpaw, number 42. Checks in at 6'8". I'm going to say he's every bit of that, Kyle. Pretty tall player down there.
Yeah, left-handed. He's got a nice touch.
The free throw is off the mark.
As he breaks that one.
Hunter Killian with the rebound. You talked him right out of that one.
Well,
nice work.
I do my best.
Nice work, Kyle. 17-9 with a minute 18 left in the opening quarter. Bryce Browning tries for three more and gets it. He is 100% from the three-point arc. 3 for 3, 9 points for Browning. It's 20-9. A final minute in the opening quarter ticking away now. Hope far side makes his move. And what's the call? A foul.
Going to get a foul on Hunter, I believe. Be his second. He's going to probably have to.
Second foul on Killian. He'll have to sit down. Trey Reed checking in now. The sophomore replacing the senior, Hunter Killian. So it's Reed, Hardiman, Browning, Wright, and Niehaus. The five on the floor for the Hatchets. For Forest Park, Simon Jacob, Drew Howard, Garrett Betts, Hurst, and Hope. And there is a steal by Browning as he took that one right away. And he's fouled, making his move to the bucket. That may be an intentional foul. The officials are talking. That was very much like an intentional foul, Kyle. Let's see.
He went after him pretty hard.
Yes, he did.
I think they're going to actually even call it out of bounds.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Got at least free throws here. Man, I think that's intentional. Nope. Just going to be a foul. Out of bounds for Washington. Grant Niehaus looks into Browning. Browning now to Tyson Wright. There. Now Niehaus is open for three and missed it. Rebound to Hurst. They're starting to step out on Browning now, Kyle. 3 for 3. Coach Welp says, hey, let's get a hand in the face, guys. 25 seconds in the first quarter. It's Washington 20, Forest Park 9 on your A&R Home Center scoreboard. Reed Steffi getting tight man-to-man defense from Niehaus. He looks in, and the ball is still loose on the floor. The shot is up and off the mark. Out of bounds to Washington. A shot attempt by Garrett Betts. He couldn't get it to fall. So Washington has enough time here. They have 9 seconds to get at the length of the floor and end the quarter with another bucket. Building on an 11-point lead. Niehaus pushing it up, and he's fouled. Foul on Garrett Betts. Out of bounds midcourt now for the Hatchets.
It'll be his second.
7.3 seconds left in this opening period. Tyson Wright will get it in for Washington. Tyson to Niehaus. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2. Niehaus shoots at the buzzer. No good. That's the end of the first quarter play here at Forest Park on the A&R Home Center scoreboard after one. It's the Hatchets 20, Forest Park 9. We'll be back with second quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, you've been good this year. Give a new Ford from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cashback options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington or online at buildoption.com.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Ready for the second quarter at Forest Park on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. The Hatchets in control. They lead 20-9. Wayne Shake with Kyle Cornelius on your Saturday night. Hatchets trying to make a clean sweep of the weekend. Just the Christmas present Coach Gene Miller would love under the tree. Washington 4-3 at this point before the Christmas break. Hatchets start with the ball. Again, left to right on your dial for the first half. Bryce Browning is open for three. That's his first miss. Couldn't get it to go, but an offensive rebound for Trey Reed and a second chance for the Hatchets as Grant Niehaus is fouled by Reed Steffi.
I tell you, Washington with a strong first quarter.
Sorry, that foul was on Wade Leonard, who's now in the lineup. That's his first.
20 points in the first quarter. That's what they had for the half last night.
Out of bounds, staying with the Hatchets as Grant Niehaus had no one to go to, so he threw it off the back of Reed Steffi there. Steffi with his back turned to Niehaus. And now the Hatchets reset, try it again. Lob pass goes into Trey Reed. Trey takes it to the hoop. Shot too strong on the rebound. It's out of bounds to Forest Park. First time for me at this gym at Forest Park, Kyle. Nice facility here in Ferdinand, Indiana. Steffi has it, hands it to Simon Jacob, and Jacob is fouled by Julius Hardiman. Julius getting a little too aggressive there. You got to like his intensity, though.
I do like. He plays hard every possession, and you know what you're going to get with him.
Drew Howard re-enters the lineup now for Reed Steffi for the Rangers. Both teams with four fouls in this first half. That was the first on Hardiman. It'll be out of bounds for the Rangers. Simon Jacob gets it into Drew Howard. Howard now brings it to the volleyball line. He's one-on-one against Tyson Wright. Howard now kicks it over to Wade Leonard. Now to Simon Jacob. Jacob looking into the big man, Hope. Hope out to Howard. Howard at the center circle. Over near side it goes to Simon Jacob. Jacob skip past to Leonard. Wade Leonard. Pulls up, missed it, got his own rebound, and a second chance for the Rangers. Hope looking into Hurst. Hurst can't handle the pass, and it's out of bounds to the Hatchets. Nice defense there by Washington. Good stop.
Boy, Washington, I tell you, Tyson Wright is all over that freshman point guard, giving him all kinds of fit, really just not letting Forest Park get into their offense, just taking them out of anything they want to do.
20-9, still Washington with the lead and the ball. 6.5 to go in this first half. Niehaus picks up the dribble, kicks it over to Browning. Browning in the paint, drives hard, and a blocking foul called against the Rangers. Forest Park doesn't like the call, but I think it was the right one. I don't think he quite had position. That's going to go on Hurst. Browning will shoot two free throws here. Bryce with 9 points, all from the arc. He went 3 for 3 in that first quarter from the three-point line. As he missed the first free throw, he'll have one more.
Maybe he just needs to step back a little bit.
There you go. Reed Steffi re-enters the lineup now. This time for Simon Jacob for the Rangers. Second free toss for Browning is coming. Toes the mark, eyes it, flies it, and missed them both. Rebound chased down by Aaron Hurst and the Rangers. Hurst gets it to Howard. Drew Howard over to Steffi. Steffi now far side to Wade Leonard. Leonard underneath to Hurst. Hurst draws the double team. Out to Leonard. Now to Howard for three. And Drew Howard gets it. The shot counts, I believe, but there's a foul on the rebound. Officials are talking it over. Let's see what happens here. The basket is good, so give Drew Howard 3 points. And the foul, though, goes against Forest Park as they battled for the rebound. So it'll be out of bounds for Washington. They whistled that one on Aaron Hurst. That's his second. sixth team foul. Hatchets will shoot free throws the rest of the first half. 20-12 our score now. 8-point Hatchet lead. 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Bryce Browning, top of the key. Browning kicks it over to Grant Niehaus. Niehaus out to Tyson Wright. Hatchets regroup here. Niehaus has it. Julius Hardiman now with it near side. Baseline to Niehaus. Niehaus skip pass over to Browning to Wright. Washington very patient here, waiting for a good shot. Forest Park stepping up the defensive pressure, not giving the Hatchets too much to look at this possession. Niehaus took his defender, but his shot too strong off the glass, and the rebound to Forest Park. Rangers on a bit of a run now. Cutting away at that 11-point lead. There's another traveling call against Drew Howard. I think he's got three of those in this first half.
He's just getting a little bit too big of a hurry as Howard makes a fake and drags that foot before he puts the ball on the floor.
5 minutes to go now. Hatchett still without any points in this second period. Hardiman drives hard to the bucket and gets it. Well, that was a nice move by Julius.
Good, strong move to the basket.
22-12. The lead is 10 for Washington. There's a steal by Niehaus. Tyson Wright off to the races. No, doesn't get the shot, but he is fouled. Tyson will shoot two free throws. 4:43 to play. 22-12. Washington by 10. Right at the line to shoot two. Tyson, a 6-foot senior. One of the leaders on this Hatchett team. I'll tell you, Kyle, he's been fun to watch this year. His play has been crucial to the Hatchett's success so far.
Most definitely. He is our general out there. This team will go as he goes. It all starts with his defensive pressure, too. Something that may not show up in the stat sheet after the game, but when you put the pressure on that guard out top, makes it hard for the opposing team to do what they want.
24-12, Tyson connects on both free throws. Reed Steffi with a quick shot on the other end, no good. Offensive rebound and put back by Forest Park off the mark. And this time the Hatchets come up with it. Bryce Browning out to Hardiman. The Forest Park fans wanted to travel. Tyson Wright's open for three. No, he didn't get it. The rebound chased down by Kurt Hope. Hope brings it up to Wade Leonard, back to Hope. Hope now over to Simon Jacob. Jacob to Hope, left-handed shot, short. Well, short, didn't draw iron. on the putback attempt there by Garrett Betts, it's lodged between the rim and the backboard. When that happens, it goes to the possession arrow, and the arrow points to Forest Park. So the ball stays with the Rangers. You don't see that a lot, but it does happen from time to time. Out of bounds for Forest Park. Baseline underneath their basket. They get it into Hope. Now to Drew Howard. Howard over to Steffi, and Steffi couldn't handle the pass. Lost it out of bounds, and Hatchett's with the possession. That was due right there to good pressure by the Hatchett defense.
I've been really impressed with the Hatchett's defense tonight.
This team came to play tonight. I don't know what kind of pep talk Coach Miller had in the walkthrough today, but something sparked this team. 24-12. Washington with the lead. 3.5 minutes to go in the first half here at Forest Park. Bryce Browning picks up the dribble, and he did travel with it. Out of bounds to the Rangers.
Be Washington's third turnover.
Drew Howard brings it up for the Rangers. Hands off to Steffi. Reed Steffi now to Simon Jacob. Now it's over to Wade Leonard. And as Leonard makes his move, he is fouled.
Going to get a foul in the post on Trey Reed, trying to guard Hope inside. I tell you, they're really trying to get Hope the basketball inside. But when you put the constant pressure out top, it's hard for those guys to see the big man underneath. So Washington's doing a great job pressuring that basketball.
Inbound pass goes to Jacob. Jacob to Hope, and Hope lays it in for two. Kurt Hope with the 6 point. 24-14. The hatchet lead is 10. Here's Grant Niehaus. He's up and in for two. Niehaus has 8. It's 26-14, Washington. Here's Reed Steffi at the free throw line now. He picks up the dribble and gets it to Wade Leonard. Leonard cuts back door over to Simon Jacob for three. Jacob can't get it. Rebound loose and into the hands of Forest Park. Another second chance for the Rangers, and they'll throw it away. Hatchets will take that. Pass intended for Drew Howard, but out of his reach as he was cutting one direction and the ball was going the other. 26-14, 2:37 to go. Washington with the ball midcourt. A 12-point lead here. Hatchett's in control so far. Bryce Browning tries for three, missed it. Rebound to Hardiman, a second chance for the Hatchets. Hardiman gets it to Tyson Wright. Tyson over to Niehaus. Niehaus skips it to Julius. Julius far side, draws the double team, hands it to Trey Reed. Trey out to Browning. He'll try again for three. That time he gets it.
Nice offense by Washington.
You know, keep going at it, Bryce. 12 points for Browning, all from three-point land. Knocked out of bounds by the Hatchets. Ball staying with Washington, or with Forest Park. I think Tyson Wright gave Bryce a pat on the back and said, hey, keep that up, man. Bryce is shooting lights out right now.
He is shooting the basketball.
2 minute mark, 29-14, Washington with the lead. Drew Howard getting some sticky pressure from Wright, as Kyle mentioned earlier. Three attempts by Leonard off the mark, but the putback counts for Kurt Hope. He gets two more for eight. 29-16. And a foul called as Grant Niehaus makes his move. Niehaus should be shooting one in bonus here. Grant's had a good half. He's got 8 points so far. Second foul whistled on Wade Leonard. Eighth team foul against the Rangers as the first free throw counts for Niehaus. He'll shoot one more. And coming in now for Forest Park, Garrett Yoakum. Yoakum replacing Leonard, who sits down with two fouls. Second free throw from Niehaus is up, and it's in. Grant's a perfect 4 for 4 at the line. He's in double figures with 10. It's 31-16, Washington. Yoakum over to Jacob. Simon Jacob now. Lob pass underneath to Hope. Hope can't get it. Rebound loose into the hands of Niehaus. That was nice defense by Washington. They had three players around the big man. Bryce Browning takes a quick shot on the other end. That's not going to fall. And Steffi comes up with it. Reach-in foul called on Browning. Simon Jacob was trying to make a move, and I think it's going to be on Browning. Let's wait and see. No, it goes on Hardiman. Julius Hardiman, second. 16 foul, no bonus yet for Forest Park. Out of bounds baseline for the Rangers. Steffi gets it into Hope. Hope, with four players on him, takes it to the hoop, and he is fouled. So Kurt Hope is going to shoot two free throws here. Literally the entire Hatchet defense caved on him that time.
He is their main agenda on the offensive end. So Washington very much had four players around him right there.
No question about that. We got a minute 10 to go. Our halftime show coming up. If you're just joining us from Forest Park High School, Dwayne Shake and Kyle Cornelius, Washington has played a good first half. They lead 31-16. Hope shooting two here. He missed the first one. He's still not hit a free throw yet. As Julius Hardiman will get a break with two fouls. And Kyle Mann now into the lineup for Washington. Second free throw coming for Kurt Hope. It's up and it's no good. Missed them both. Trey Reed with the board for the Hatchets. See if Washington tries to hold for the last shot here. As Tyson walks it up the floor. Over to Niehaus. We're under a minute now. Washington with the lead by 15. It's 31-16 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Man to Tyson Wright. Now over to Niehaus. Hatchett's all outside right now, just pitch and catch. It's like they're in their spread offense here, Kyle, to try to get that last shot, you think?
Yep, that is the goal. Going to the half, at least up 15, if not more. They can tack on another basket here.
25 seconds now. Hatchett fans start to clap their hands. Very pleased with what they've seen so far. Oh, and Forest Park creates a turnover. Gets Kyle Mann stepped on the line. So now the Rangers get it back with 17 seconds and plenty of time to get a shot off. Hope to Joachim. Now it goes to Jacob. Simon Jacob looks underneath to Hope, and Hope gets it for two more. Kurt Hope has 10. 2 seconds, half quarter at the buzzer, no good. Boy, it was online, just a little short. That's where we'll end it at halftime here at Forest Park on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington gave up 9 points in the first quarter, 9 points in the second quarter. A good defensive effort by the Hatchets tonight. At the break, it's Washington 31, the Forest Park Rangers 18. Halftime show coming up in 2 minutes on WAMW.
Hi, this is Clara Myers with Myers LP Gas in Washington. Let Myers LP Gas warm your homes with our high-quality LP gas and then warm your hearts with our low prices. We service residential, farms, and commercial. Myers LP Gas offers the best service in the area. Call us at 254-6809 or toll-free 877-MYERS-22. Myers LP Gas is located on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington.
Taylor's True Steakhouse in Oakland City has been voted Reader's Choice Best of the Best in Gibson County. Choose your cut and the way you want it cooked and let Taylor's True Steakhouse take care of the rest. From a full menu of sandwiches, soups, appetizers, and salads to the best steaks in our area, it's worth the drive to Taylor's True Steakhouse in Oakland City. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Neil and Betty Newton would like to say thanks to all their loyal customers and friends for voting them Best of the Best at Taylor's True Steakhouse in Oakland City.
After working hard for many years, it's frustrating when your health forces you to file for Social Security Disability. And who should you call to assist you with your claim?
Tim Dent.
You know someone who called that number on the late night TV ad, but it turned out they weren't much help. A friend hired someone who said they were a certified representative, but not an attorney. That didn't turn out very well either. Go with a proven winner. Local attorney Tim Dant has 30 years experience and has helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors obtain their Social Security disability benefits. Call 812-254-1419. Tim Dant.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Forest Park dance team entertaining here at the halftime. It's Washington in control here on the road tonight. In Ferdinand, on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 31, the Forest Park Rangers 18. Individual scoring for the Hatchets. 12 points for Bryce Browning. He had 4 3-pointers for 12. Grant Niehaus also in double figures with 10. Tyson Wright chipped in 5, and Julius Hardiman had 4. So it's 12 for Bryce Browning, 10 for Grant Niehaus, 5 for Tyson Wright, and 4 for Julius Hardiman. For Forest Park, the big man Kurt Hope had 10 points. 3 points for Drew Howard. 3 points for Simon Jacob. And 2 for Aaron Hurst. As Kyle mentioned in that first half, there's no doubt who the scoring threat is for Forest Park. Kurt Hope leading the way for the Rangers with 10. Washington in control from the start. They were up 20-9 at the end of the first quarter. And at the half, they're in control 31-18. When we come back, Kyle Cornelius will have the first half team stats, but first, a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Hatchett Basketball on WAMW.
Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club offers a delicious lunch and dinner menu 6 days a week. Hi, this is Daniel Cullen from Ace's. From our delicious age-certified Angus beef steaks to bourbon salmon, wings, Monterey chicken, and so much more, the Ace's menu has something to satisfy everyone's taste buds. The holiday season is now here, and the perfect stocking stuffer or gift to fit all sizes is an Ace's gift certificate, available in any dollar amount. Merry Christmas from everyone at Ace's, located inside the Washington Country Club.
This is Steve at Freddie Energy. Another year is almost come and gone, and at Freddie Energy, we want to thank our loyal customers for the business. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at Freddie Energy, 504 West Walnut Street in Washington, and at our Southside location, Highway 57 South.
May this holiday season be happy and safe for you and your family. This is the wish of Freddie Energy. On behalf of Steve Freddie and the rest of the Freddie Energy family, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life.
I'm Andy Arvin of Edley Mortuary. Christmas is a time for giving to friends, family, and those less fortunate than us. That's why we ask that you help us by thinking of those who have lost a loved one, by sending them a card, giving them a phone call, or even a hug. You can make their Christmas season more meaningful. Remember, it is in the giving that we receive. Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most.
I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Washington Hatchets on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The voice of the Hatchets.
From Forest Park, Dwayne Shake with Kyle Cornelius. We're at the half tonight. The Washington Hatchets leading the Forest Park Rangers 31-18. Kyle, you got the first half team stats?
I do. Start with the Forest Park Rangers. They were 5 out of 13 from two-point range for 38%. Just 2 out of 8 from 3, 25%. They had 7 offensive rebounds, 9 defensive rebounds. 0 out of 3 from the foul line, all those by their big man, Kurt Hove, 0 for 3 from the line. And they had 9 turnovers. Washington really forced quite a bit of turnovers in that first half and really used that to spark their offense. For your Hatchets, they are 5 out of 12 from two-point range for 42%, 5 out of 10 from 3 for 50%. They had 3 offensive rebounds, 8 defense rebounds, 6 out of 8 from the foul line for 75%, and they turned the ball over just 4 times. So a very well-played half by Washington, both on the offensive and defensive ends. Shots going down makes a world of difference as Washington shooting the basketball very well here on the road at Forest Park. 31 points here at the half. They won last night in Lagodi with 40 for the game. So a tale of two different nights, that's for sure. Maybe a better night's rest last night and a good shoot-around this morning is leading to some good offense by Washington, and let's hope it carries over to the second half.
I'm just going to say that we didn't mention the prescription for success brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. If you're Coach Miller at the half, you really don't have any adjustments to make, do you?
Just keep making baskets.
I like their defensive strategy. Really pressuring the freshman, especially out at point. But when the big guy gets the ball underneath, he did get 10 points. But, Kyle, you know, you watched that first half. He earned every bit of those 10 points.
He did. There was
nothing
easy coming for him. It's been a total team effort. Hunter started the game on him, picked up a couple fouls, did a nice job, but picked up a couple fouls and had to go to the bench. And then Trey Reed came in and likewise did a very nice job, but they had some good help as well, because as soon as Hope catches that basketball, Washington is quick there to double, triple, and sometimes quadruple team him, as we saw a couple of times in the first half, and 31-18.
We'll be back with second half action in 2 minutes from Forest Park on WAMW.
Pepsi is proud to be the trusted beverage partner of Washington High School and Hatchet's Athletics. PepsiCo is the parent company of such iconic brands as Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, Mist Twist, 7-Up, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, Tropicana, Lipton, and Naked. Pepsi Beverages Company in Elberfeld strives to be the lifetime Pepsi beverage distributor of our area schools and athletic programs. When you're needing a beverage that will always quench your thirst, reach for a cold Pepsi or Pepsi product.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Daviess County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000-square-foot facility includes a 160-seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may have.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store has the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person on your Christmas list. Why not pick them up a Chuckles gift card? It fits all sizes and makes a great stocking stuffer. Use the card for snacks and items inside or to fill up your tank. Be sure to ask about the Chuckles rewards card while you're there. Save 10 cents per gallon and receive other great discounts with the rewards card. The Chuckles gift card and Chuckles rewards card. Great ways to give and save from your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We're ready for second half action here at Forest Park. The Hatchets in control right now on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, leading the Forest Park Rangers 31-18. Starting five on the floor for the Hatchets, Julius Hardiman, Hunter Killian, Bryce Browning, Grant Niehaus, and Tyson Wright. For Forest Park, it's the same story. Simon Jacob, Kurt Hope, Aaron Hurst, Drew Howard, and Reed Steffi. Hatchets begin with the ball right to left now for the second half of play. And we're underway. Bryce Browning tried to look into Julius Hardiman out of his reach. And right out of bounds to the Rangers.
Not the way we wanted to start.
No. So now the Rangers walk it up. The freshman Drew Howard getting sticky pressure from senior Tyson Wright. Drew into Hope. Hope draws the double team and throws it into the hands of Grant Niehaus. So the Rangers return the favor, reciprocating turnovers to start this second half. Browning now with it to Hardiman. Far corner, Tyson Wright. Wright drives to the bucket, gets the runner for two. Boy, that was a nice shot.
Tough shot.
7 points tonight for Wright, 33-18. On the move, Tyson Wright in the paint. Simon Jacob lobs it in to Hope. Now it's out to Howard, over to Steffi for three. Reed Steffi's shot off the mark and short, rebound controlled by Niehaus and the Hatchets. Niehaus with the outlet pass to Bryce Browning. Browning now to Hunter Killian. And now it's to Tyson, who calls out the play. Tyson over to Hardiman. Now to Bryce Browning. Into Tyson Wright. Tyson shot, free throw line off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Niehaus. Niehaus dribbled in pressure, lost it, loose. Hunter Killian comes up with it. Bodies flying everywhere. Hatchets maintain possession, and that leaves Bryce Browning all alone for three. He missed it. And on the rebound, Browning called for the foul. A lot of action
scrum
there.
I mean, it was a scrum. I was thinking we were back at Jack Butcher Arena there for a minute. As the ball was everywhere, players were everywhere, and
bodies fly in there. 33-18. Washington leads. Ranger basketball. The 6 minute mark in this third quarter here at Forest Park. Steffi underneath the Hope. Hope kicks it out to Simon Jacob, who's open for three. He missed it. Hope gets the rebound, and the putback is no good. This time the rebound to Hurst, and the putback is no good. And the rebound to Browning. So three chances there for the Rangers, all pretty good looks. They couldn't make them count. The Hatchets come up with it. Grant Niehaus's shot is short as he puts it up from three-point land, and the rebound to Steffi. Yoakum now in the lineup. Passes over to Hope. Hope works it to Jacob, and now into the hands of Steffi. Reed Steffi over to Yoakum. Yoakum back to Steffi. 5.5 minutes, third quarter. Rangers being a little more patient here as the Hatchets are really taking them out of their offensive scheme. And as I say that, we got a three that falls for Yoakum and a foul on the rebound away from the ball. It's going to go on Hunter Killian. So the basket counts by Garrett Yoakum. It's a three-pointer, his first points of the night, and that will give the ball back to Forest Park on the rebound foul. Wow, that could be big.
Could be.
33-21. Hope shot up. No good, but he's fouled, and now he'll shoot two free throws. Kurt Hope at the line to shoot two. That's the third team foul whistled against the Hatchets in 3 minutes. No fouls yet against Forest Park. And that is the fourth foul on Hunter Killian. The free throw for Hope is good. That is his first made free throw of the game. As Trey Reed comes into the lineup now, replacing Killian. Second free throw is up, and it's no good. The rebound to the Hatchets. I tell you, Kyle, I'll take my chances putting Hope at the free throw line.
Well, we might
right
need
now.
To. Might be hack a Hope later in the game.
Niehaus. Pass over to Browning. Now to Tyson Wright, who's open for three. Tyson from downtown connects for his second three-pointer of the night. Wright in double figures with 10. It's 36-21. Underneath, Hirsch draws the double team. Feeds it over to Yoakum. He tries for three. Can't get it. Over the back, no call. And the putback counts for Aaron Hirsch. Boy, he was over the back on that one.
It looked like it.
36-23. 4.5 minutes to play. Third quarter. Tyson Wright hands it to Niehaus. Niehaus shot around the rim. No good. Hope with the rebound. And Steffi double dribbled. It's back to Washington. We'll take that. You don't see that very often.
Well, it was an unforced turnover. As no pressure put on the young man. Yeah. Might have been looking to pass ahead. And
the official was right on top of that.
Not sure what he saw, really.
Here's Tyson Wright. He's fouled. First foul of the game, or of the half, against the Rangers. Out of bounds, Grant Niehaus works it into Tyson Wright. We're halfway through the third quarter now. 13-point Hatchet lead. Wright, top of the key. Over to Niehaus, now to Hardiman. Julius in the far corner to Bryce Browning. Browning to Hardiman, over to Niehaus. Now Browning. Browning's fouled. Going to go on Leonard. I believe that's his third. Wade Leonard whistled for the personal. Second team foul against the Rangers. Actually, that's four on Leonard, so he'll have to come out. Garrett Betts back into the lineup. Also, Simon Jacob returns. Aaron Hurst and Wade Leonard will sit down. We got a timeout on the floor. 3:50 to go. Third quarter of action on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's Washington 36, Forest Park 23. We'll be back here to Ferdinand in 1 minute on WAMW.
Your number one Hatchet fans, Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit the Donaldson Agency in Washington today or call 812-254-4668.
Donaldson Insurance, with us, your number one.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We're back here at Ferdinand Forest Park, where the Washington Hatchets are leading the Forest Park Rangers 36-24. Official talking to the scorers, Minch. Not sure what happened, Kyle.
Not sure either.
They got it worked out, whatever it was. It'll be Hatchet ball now, out of bounds, baseline. Underneath their basket as play resumes. Grant Niehaus looking to get it in, gets it in to Hardiman. And now to Tyson Wright. 3:45 to go, third quarter. Tyson directs the traffic, hands it to Hardiman. Julius back to Tyson. Wright to Hardiman. Hardiman to Wright. This little pitch and catch right now. Now it's over to Niehaus, far side. Niehaus one-on-one with Steffi. Lost the handle momentarily, maintains. And Julius Hardiman with a nice strong move to the bucket. Good for two more.
He's playing well again tonight,
Dwayne. Yes, he is. That was a heck of a move, Kyle.
I think surprised everyone in the gym.
6 points for Hardiman. He's got a smile on his face after that one. And the ball almost taken away by Trey Reed. Forest Park able to get it back. And a charging foul called against Forest Park.
Hardiman cutting off the baseline.
Julius took that one, and the Forest Park fans, of course, don't like it. Coach Welp doesn't like it. He's arguing his case, too.
I thought it was a great defensive play by Hardiman.
38-24. 3 minutes left to go, third quarter.
Of course, I am wearing black and gold as well.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Didn't bring out the hatchet suit tonight, though. He was wearing a suit at Lagodi, trying to dress to impress there. And now a foul called against Tyson Wright on the other end. That's the old give back, the old, what do you call that? The old,
the give back.
The give back, that's good enough. They don't call him the best sidekick in radio for nothing, folks. That's Kyle Cornelius right beside me here. The give back.
Oh, I have no idea what you were trying to come up with.
I don't either, Kyle.
If anybody at home knows, send me a text. If you can tell me what Dwayne's thinking in that head of his.
Clint hoped.
I don't know why I couldn't come up with it.
I don't either. It's out of bounds for Washington. You can't say we don't have fun, Kyle. I'm sorry, it's out of bounds for Forest Park. Rangers get it into Steffi. Steffi, one-on-one against that tight pressure from Tyson Wright. Now Hope lost it, and then the Hatchets give it back. Got a little bit too eager on that one. Hope is open, gets it and one. Well, I hate to see that end that way because the Hatchets played some nice defense, got the steal, and then just got a little bit too eager trying to work it up the floor. Gave it back to Forest Park where Hope made him pay, puts it in, and won. The free throw from Hope is still off the mark, though. Boy, he cannot hit him right now. He's hit one out of six. Niehaus to right. To Hardiman, over to Browning. Browning behind the arc, thought about the three, but decided against it. Hands it now to Niehaus. Niehaus to Julius, cutting to the hoop. Julius gets two more. Hardiman with eight, 40-26. Julius is really coming to his game late, Kyle.
Starting to play with some confidence, which is good to see.
A minute 40 to play, third quarter. Steffi over to Hope. Hope out to Yoakum. Now it goes to Simon Jacob, far side. Jacob lost it. Turnover, Forest Park. Oh, that's not a good call. Double dribble is what they called, but Gene Miller pleading his case. That was a nice stop. He did not, sir. The referee trying to explain the call, but he really didn't have much to stand on that one, I don't think, Kyle.
Tough call, tough break for the Hatchets.
Nonetheless, the Rangers get it back. Hurst over to Hope. Now to Yoakum, underneath to Jacob. Simon Jacob to Hurst. Hurst, no. Rebound to Reed. Hatchett's just doing everything right, blocking out, crashing the boards, getting good shots, playing great sticky defense. They've really stifled the Rangers here tonight on their home floor. Under a minute to play, 40-26 in favor of Washington. There's Niehaus. His shot is blocked out of bounds to the Rangers.
And what usually is a loud crowd here at Forest Park. I know you said this is your first time here. This crowd's been silenced by the Hatchets tonight. Never have really gotten into the game.
Bryce Browning going to sit down as Kyle Mann re-enters now for Washington with 48 seconds to play in the third quarter. Rangers walk it up. Reed, Steffi to Hope. Hope back to Steffi. Steffi makes his move, and a foul called against Tyson Wright. I think they may give him two free throws. Yep, Steffi's going to the line to shoot two. He's been scoreless so far tonight. And he missed the first free throw.
Boy, they've struggled from the line.
Yes, they have. Our next Hatchett broadcast is 1 week from tonight, and it will be home, Kyle Cornelius.
Oh.
Clicking my heels together, there is no place like home. Hatchets will welcome in the Mount Vernon Wildcats. 8 o'clock tip-off.
Be the first Saturday conference game as well. Steffi misses that free throw.
Tune in next Saturday night for Hatchett Hoops here on your home for the Hatchets, WAMW. 20 seconds left. Washington looks to hold down for the last shot of the third quarter, leading by 14 with the ball. Tyson Wright at the center circle. Hatchets need to move here. We got 8 seconds left. A 5-second violation against Wright and the Hatchets.
Coach Miller displeased with the execution at the end of the quarter.
So the Rangers have enough time to get a shot. We'll see if they can do it. 5 seconds. Steffi quickly pulls it up, shoots, missed. No good, and that's it for the third period of play. The shot will not count. After three complete here at Forest Park on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's the Washington Hatchets 40, Forest Park Rangers 26. Fourth quarter action in 1 minute on WAMW.
Are you ready for the biggest deal ever at the Washington Chrysler Center? I hope you're seated. Here we go. It's a 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Classic. Blue in color, heated seats, steering wheel, remote start, 20-inch wheels, with rebates at $13,000. This truck is yours for just over $36,000. Regular price, $49,150. But you must act fast. There's only one. When it's gone, it's gone. The Big Finish event continues for a limited time. See the selection of new 2019s, the Motor Trend Truck of the Year, at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We got 1 quarter left to find our winner tonight at Forest Park. So far, the Hatchets lead the way on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's Washington 40, Forest Park Rangers 26. You're listening to Hatchett Basketball on your home for the Hatchets, WAMW FM Washington. Hope to Drew Howard, and he's good for two. Howard with his fifth point tonight makes it 40-28. Hardeman now to Trey Reed. Reed to Niehaus. Niehaus shot up and in. Grant good for two. He's got 12. Say a heidi ho, good evening to the DeCourcys. Mike and Amber listening in at home tonight to Hatchett Basketball. Mike, of course, the voice of the Bari Vikings. He's enjoying a weekend off. The Vikings didn't have any action this weekend. Hope drives to the bucket and hits with a chance for a three-point play at the line. No party's complete without Mike DeCourcy in the house. Isn't that right, Kyle Cornelius?
Had a nice time with him yesterday.
Yes. Had a Christmas gathering. Always a good time. Free throw off the mark as Hope is still not able to find that free throw line. Julius Hardiman takes a shot up and gets the hard foul. He's going to shoot two. I'll tell you what. You want to talk about a guy that does a great job. That's Mike DeCourcy on Bari Viking basketball. He bleeds the old black and red, doesn't he?
Sure does.
Of course, you can follow the Vikings home and away all season long on our sister station, Four Star Country, the General 95.9 and the new 101.3. Julius missed the first free throw. He's got one more coming. Second free toss from Hardiman is no good. He missed them both. In and out. Hope for the rebound. 42-30. 12-point hatchet lead. Rangers in control right now with the ball. Drew Howard over to Simon Jacob, far side behind the arc. Jacob gets it to Aaron Hurst. Now Howard, his pass denied as Julius gets the steal.
Boy, he's played a great game again tonight.
Hardiman's jockeying for one of our Player of the Game honors, that's for sure. And as Tyson Wright takes it up the floor, he's fouled.
Wright crosses the timeline.
Tyson sets the offense over to Trey Reed. Hatchets don't have to be in a hurry. They're in command right now with 12 points separating the teams. 6 minutes to play. Bryce Browning, far side. Kicks it to Hardiman. Julius finds some running room and takes it straight to the basket for two more.
Little finger roll, little George Gervin.
Julius Hardiman now. 10 points. 44-30.
I tell you, anytime we get offensive production out of Julius, as the ball is kicked.
And it's last touch by Forest Park. Wade Leonard couldn't handle that one, so it's back to the Hatchets. You're exactly right, Kyle, to finish what you were saying. When you got Julius putting in 10 points,
yeah,
that's just an added bonus, and that's...
Sure is. Does a nice job. Like I said, he's just played two back-to-back really good ball games.
Hatchets won last night 40-38. They're looking to go 5-3 with a road win here tonight at Forest Park. Trey Reed has it near side. Looks into Julius, and Julius was fouled there. No call. And it's last touch by Forest Park. Out of bounds to the Hatchets.
Washington kind of running a five-out offense here, just passing and cutting, keeping the floor nice and spread. Like you said, no need to be in a huge hurry here, but they don't want to just sit on the basketball. They've got somebody open. They're willing to take the shot or take it to the basket.
Niehaus had nowhere to go, so he had to throw it off of Forest Park Ranger once again. This time he gets it into Hardiman. Hardiman back to Niehaus, and Niehaus couldn't handle it. Out of bounds to the Rangers. Boy, Coach Miller, that was right in front of him. Kind of didn't like the way that one transpired.
No, not really.
So the Rangers get it back. We're at 5 minutes to go, 44-30. Hatchets by 14. Kurt Hopf hands off to Hurst. Back to Hope. Hope tries for three. No good. And the rebound to Trey Reed as Reed is mauled in there, and he is fouled.
Great job by Trey being strong there. As he was fouled a couple different times and no call until he actually did lose the basketball, and the official had no choice but to make the call.
Out of bounds for Washington. They will be in the bonus the rest after this one. That is the sixth team foul against the Rangers. And a little full court pressure now coming by Forest Park.
Kind of a 1-2-2. easily broken by the Hatchets.
Trey to Julius. Now Reed. Far side to Hardeman underneath.
Nice pass.
There's Niehaus. Yes! Grant Niehaus with the finish, the kiss off the glass, but you're right, Julius Hardeman with the big assist. Good job seeing the open floor there. 46-30 now, and a reach-in foul on Trey Reed.
He knew exactly where he was going with that basketball when he caught it there in the high elbow post area as Forest Park was scrambling, trying to be in that half-court trap. That high elbow is going to be open. Going to have to cut into there, get the basketball, look opposite, just like Julius did for an easy layup by Niehaus.
Hope shooting the one in bonus for the Rangers and still struggling.
I think it's
in
his head.
Throw, man.
It is in his head now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1 out of 8 for the big man Hope at the free throw line. Coming up on 4 minutes to play. Washington leading 46-30. Hatchets have the ball. Trey Reed makes his way to the basket and lays it in for two. That was a strong move by Reed, the sophomore. And now Coach Welp wants a timeout.
I tell you, great effort by the Hatchets tonight.
Hatchet fans on their feet. In control here at Forest Park on the Ann Arbor Home Center scoreboard. Washington 48, Forest Park Rangers 30. You're right, Kyle. It has been a quiet gym tonight. Not typical of what we see here at Forest Park.
Well, I mean, this, if you look right down in front of us, Dwayne, it's a full house on this side of the court, all being Forest Park fans, and I haven't heard one peep out of them. Yeah. So Washington's really come in here and stymied them.
Well, it's a tale of two teams sometimes, Kyle. I mean, we know, you and I know what this team's capable of. I did not get a chance to watch the Heritage Hills game, but you did. You said quite possibly the best game you witnessed from a Hatchet squad in some time. And then you watch them playing tonight, playing on all levels this evening. And you watch the game last night when we just couldn't start the fire for nothing, but did walk away with the victory somehow.
You know, it's hard to explain. I mean,
it's just a tale of two teams.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Yep.
I'm sure Coach Miller is like us, wondering, you know.
The keys are there. The elements are in place. You know, this team has a lot of potential. I sound like a broken record. I know I repeat myself a lot, but the speed factor of this team, when they want to run and gun and push it up the floor, I don't think anybody can match up to their speed. Quick three by Forest Park off the mark. Steffi took it. The far quarter couldn't get it. Tyson Wright with the rebound. Pushes it up to Hardeman. Julius now to Trey Reed. Trey hands it back to, nope, lost it. Picked there by Forest Park. There's a three by Simon Jacob. It's in. Simon Jacob connects for his second three-pointer of the night. He's got six. Makes it 48-33. Wright breaks the pressure, gets it to Niehaus. Over to Bryce Browning now. Back to Niehaus at the volleyball line. Coming up on 3 minutes, Washington 48, Forest Park 33. Here's Niehaus. Over to Trey Reed. Reed out to Hardeman. Hatchett's running some time. Very patient here, waiting for a good shot. As they should be. And there Tyson Wright just took his defender. Got a step on him and went straight to the basket unchallenged for two more.
I tell you, Washington may have found something here tonight.
Reed, Steffi for three. No. Hope with the rebound and the reverse putback is good.
And maybe by accident, but just a little five-out offense, pass, cut, and looking to drive it. And they've done a nice job here.
50-35 now. Another timeout for Coach Welp and the Rangers. We'll keep it here. 2:38 to play. Again, want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. This will be our final game before the Christmas break. Next Hatchet broadcast is going to be Thursday night as the Lady Hatchets travel to Heritage Hills to meet the Patriots in Spencer County. Pre-game coverage 7:45, tip-off 8 p.m. And then on Saturday, 1 week from tonight, the Hatchet boys return to the hardwood as they will welcome in the Mount Vernon Wildcats for a Big 8 Conference showdown that is at the Hatchet House. Nobody more thankful for that than this guy right here. I'm telling you, I've been on the road every day in December.
I don't know what you're talking about. You get paid mileage.
Mike DeCourcy's laughing at home on that one, too, I'll bet you right now, Kyle. Out of bounds for the Hatchets, staying with Washington as it's swatted loose by Drew Howard. Stick around for our post-game report. Coming up, brought to you by Sterling & Company, Professional Corporation in downtown Washington. We'll name the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, and the overall MVP from Annalou Chapman and Remax Real Estate in Washington, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. As the Hatchets try to get it in, a foul away from the ball will walk us down to the floor and shoot a one and bonus. Grant Niehaus going to step at the line to take the free throws. Niehaus with 14 points on the evening. Clock is stopped with 2:37 to play. The first free throw from Niehaus is good. He'll get the bonus.
Perfect from the line tonight.
Second free throw from Niehaus. No good. And the rebound into the hands of Forest Park.
Be my fault. Probably shouldn't have said he was perfect on the evening. Turnover. Turnover number 15 for Forest Park.
That
Trey Reed.
Defense has been playing on all levels tonight, too. You know, they've really stifled the Forest Park offense. So Trey Reed's going to come down and shoot the one and bonus now. Reed, Hatchet sophomore, star baseball player, three-sport athlete, baseball, football, basketball, hits the first free throw. Got one more coming. 52-35 in favor of Washington. Second free throw also good. Trey Reed with 4 points tonight makes it 53-35 with a 2:20 mark. Steffi over to Simon Jacob. Jacob forces up a shot and doesn't even get the iron. It's out of bounds to the Hatchets. Full court pressure by Forest Park. Julius Hardeman looks to get it in. Finds Grant Niehaus. Niehaus works it out of trouble. Now over to Hardeman. Julius to Trey Reed. Trey, no. Nice effort there. Just couldn't get the finish. His Reed shot was short. Rebound to Simon Jacob. Here comes Wade Leonard now. Leonard shot no good. Rebound to Niehaus, weak side. Niehaus again trying to work it out of trouble. Is pushed. And he's going to go down and shoot one in bonus.
I'm afraid this last minute 48 is going to take a little bit as Washington's got a comfortable 18-point lead.
First free throw coming to Niehaus. It's up and good. So Niehaus gets the bonus again. Grant now with 16 points. The second free throw is up and in. Give him 17. Makes it 55-35, a 20-point Hatchet lead. Steffi to Simon Jacob for three. Jacob connects. That's his third three-pointer tonight. 55-38. Again, full court pressure by the Rangers. And timeout called. As the Hatchets were having a little trouble getting it in there. Kyle, what do you want for Christmas this year? Anything special under the tree?
No. Man, you caught me off guard on that.
Questions get harder as we go, Kyle. Winning lottery numbers, maybe? Swift kick in the behind? Oh, lump of coal. They don't call him the best sidekick in radio for nothing, folks. That's Kyle Cornelius alongside. I'm Dwayne Shake.
You got me. I still have a few days, don't I?
Kyle, The question was, what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, are what
you,
do I want for Christmas?
Are you
Christmas?
Buying yourself a Christmas present? It is better to give than to receive. Still nothing, Kyle?
Still nothing.
Are these things still on? Do you have anything under the tree, Kyle?
Where's the gong at?
Have you been good this year? Megan said, no way. For you?
Nothing.
No soup for you, man. Well, good talk, Kyle. We filled that time out well. 55-38 in favor of Washington. Exactly a minute and a half to go. Hatchets have to take it the length of the floor. And they need an open player. Julius gets it to Niehaus, and Niehaus is picked. That full court pressure is taking the ball away from the Hatchets as Hope dunks it for two more, and the Hatchets turn it over again. Hatchets are having trouble with this press. With a minute 14 left, let's get that clock wound down.
Yeah, Coach Miller's got to be very pleased with the first 30 minutes of this game, but the last two.
Been a little bit of a struggle. I'm glad it's happened at this point in the juncture and not a little earlier. So it's probably a little too little, too late case for the Rangers here tonight. The free throw from Hurst is no good. The Hatchets get the rebound. And a quadruple team on Trey Reed. Sitting him down to shoot, I think, two now. I think it's double bonus the rest of the game for the Hatchets. Two free throws for Reed coming up. Angela Allen filling in on the morning shakeup. Monday morning, Christmas Eve. Tune in for news, sports, weather, and great classic hits and Christmas favorites with Angela Allen in the big air chair Monday morning, 6 to 9 a.m. 1-for-2 at the line for Trey Reed. 5 points for the sophomore, makes it 56 to 40. With a minute left, Hurst puts up the shot, can't get it. The rebound, a foul against the Rangers. As Niehaus goes down pretty hard, he's going to go shoot two on the other end. Niehaus shooting two. You're right, this last 2 minutes has gone forever.
That's
the free throw is good. Points for Grant Niehaus on the evening. A stellar performance from him. Make it 19 as he connects on both free throws. 58 to 40. Under a minute to play. Hope to Betts. Garrett Betts is fouled by Browning. Garrett Betts is going to shoot two. This is crazy. Final minute and a half is just dragging and dragging. Free throw from Betts is short. Kyle Mann coming in now for Bryce Browning for the rest of this game.
Great job by Browning tonight. Yep. Played a very nice ball game.
Browning finished.
Got us off to a great start.
12 points, yep. Second free throw from Betts is no good. And the rebound to the Hatchets. Washington breaks the pressure. Kyle Mann over to Hardiman, not a man, to Niehaus. Grant picked. Yoakum to Hope. Hope fouled and won. Kurt Hope with a chance for the three-point play. Horse Park is not quitting, that's for sure, Kyle. Playing to the final buzzer, which is what any coach could ask of his team. Kyle Kiowa Jones entering now for Grant Niehaus with 33 seconds to play. Hope at the line. His free throw is still no good. Boy, he has really struggled at the stripe. Jump ball on the rebound, pointing to the Hatchets. Coming in now is Cooper Hubelor for the Rangers. The ball's inbounded to Kyle Mann, now to Julius Hardiman, now to Tyson Wright.
They may let it play out now.
20 seconds left, 58-42 in favor of the Hatchets. Washington going to get a clean sweep.
Two good weekend. Wins.
Yeah, it was. Win last night over Lagodi, 40-38. Tonight here at Forest Park, looks like the final score will be 58-42. Ring the bell. The Hatchets improved to 5-3 on the year with a nice win on the road tonight in a tough gym at Forest Park High School. Final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 58, the Forest Park Rangers 42. Your post-game report coming up in 2 minutes on WAMW.
Farming is more than what you do. It's who you are. You're up before the rooster crows, and your day doesn't end until the last chore is done. Hastings Mutual Insurance Company offers a comprehensive policy to protect your important asset, the family farm. This is Ron Knepp at Thompson Insurance. Whether you operate a small or large farm, raise crops or livestock, we can tailor your policy to fit your needs. Give me a call today at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, "You've been good this year." Give a new Ford from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington or online at buildoption.com.
This is Steve at Freddie Energy. Another year is almost come and gone, and at Freddie Energy, we want to thank our loyal customers for the business. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at Freddie Energy, 504 West Walnut Street in Washington, and at our Southside location, Highway 57 South.
May this holiday season be happy and safe for you and your family. This is the wish of Freddie Energy. On behalf of Steve Freddie and the rest of the Freddie Energy family, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back here at Forest Park, the Hatchet postgame report brought to you by Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in downtown Washington. The Hatchets get the clean sweep on the road with the win tonight here at Forest Park. Final score 58-42. Individual scoring for the Hatchets, 19 points for Grant Niehaus leading the way, 12 points for Tyson Wright, 12 points for Bryce Browning, and 10 points for Julius Hardiman. Four players, double digits tonight for Washington. Trey Reed chipped in 5. So it was 19 for Grant Niehaus, 12 for Tyson Wright, 12 for Bryce Browning, 10 for Julius Hardiman, and 5 for Trey Reed. For Forest Park, Kurt Hope led all scorers with 21 points this evening. Then it was 9 for Simon Jacob, 5 points for Drew Howard, 4 points for Aaron Hurst, and 3 for Garrett Yoakum. 21 for Kurt Hope leading the way for the Rangers. Washington led throughout, never looked back, 20-9 at the end of the first quarter, 31-18 at the half, 40-26 after three, 58-42. Your final tonight as the Hatchets improved to 5-3 and knocked the Forest Park Rangers down to 3-4. On the postgame report, Coach Gene Miller joins us now. Coach, solid effort by your ball club tonight from the start to the, well, till most of the finish, till about the last 2 minutes, I guess, but you got to like the road win tonight here at Forest Park in a tough gym.
Yeah, it's always been a tough place for us to play here, and I thought our kids come out and we played hard. We met the challenge defensively. The Big Hope kid, he's a really good player. And I thought defensively he did a pretty good job on him. I mean, he got away from us a couple times, but they hurt us on the boards. We got to do a better job of rebounding. I mean, we were as big or bigger than they were, and we just gave up too many offensive rebounds. But I thought, we come out, we hit shots early, Grant and Bryce hit some shots, guys, out ahead. And I thought Julius had a heck of a ball game today. I mean, he just keeps getting better and better. He's starting to get much more aggressive offensively, which is what I've been on him for since the beginning of the season, for him to be more aggressive offensively. And he's just going to make us a better basketball team when he is aggressive and taking the ball to the basket and doing the things that he's capable of doing.
I thought he had a great weekend. I mean, he played well last night too, and you mentioned he backed it up here tonight. He gives you that strong physical defensive presence on the defensive end. And then any time on the offensive end where he can score for us, it's going to just make us that much better.
Why? I mean, that's what I'm saying. Defensively, I mean, he understands the game well defensively. He's a good, strong individual defender and also a good defender, team defender. And offensively, like I say, he just keep getting more and more aggressive, and we just got to keep after him just to be more and more aggressive. He made some really nice moves today, getting the ball to the basket. And there's not many guys, I think, that can guard him. They're as strong and as quick as he is. He can really cause some problems.
You got to credit your team, though. Hope is their main guy, like we all knew, but you pressured the basketball so much, they had a hard time getting it to him. Credit Tyson Wright, your other perimeter defenders. Anytime you put a lot of pressure on that basketball, it makes it tough for them to make that pass to him.
Yeah, I thought Tyson really did a good job. I told him we wanted him pressuring their point guards and trying to keep him from getting into their offense as much as he can. And I thought Tyson really did a nice job. I thought we did a nice job on Steffi. He didn't get open for many shots. And I thought defensively, we're just getting better defensively. We're a much better defensive team now than we was first of the year. There's no doubt about that. I think our kids are starting to take some pride in their defense now and understanding what we want to do and what we need to do together to be a good defensive team.
Kyle liked your offensive scheme, too. What'd you call it, Kyle?
Well, there at the end, you kind of went to something a little bit different, a little five out, basically just passing and cutting, kept the floor spread.
We did. They switched a lot of screens, and so we decided that we were just going to spread them out a little bit and just pass and cut, look for cuts to the basket and look for some drives. And was able to get to the basket and take advantage of the opportunities that we had.
Nice win tonight, Coach. Two on the road. There was no style points last night, but you had two more points than the opposing team. That's two wins. We'll take it any way you look at it.
That's right. I mean, it's nice that we get a good come home and play at home Saturday.
I'm clicking my heels together.
Conference ball game Saturday, our first conference game against Mount Vernon, so that makes it important. But, we'll celebrate this win tonight, and we'll enjoy Christmas vacation. I always think Christmas is a good time to spend with your family, so we'll take off Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Hopefully kids will have a good Christmas, and then we'll come back to work late Wednesday. We've got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to get ready for our first conference game against Mount Vernon.
All right, Coach, enjoy it. Merry Christmas to you and the family. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next Saturday.
All right, thank you very much. Look forward to this little time off here, and wish you and Kyle a very Merry Christmas for both you and your families.
We'll be back to wrap it up from Forest Park after this on WAMW.
The Country Garden on State Street in Washington is now under new ownership. Charlie Heller and the crew at Heller's Lawn Pro have purchased the property and taken over ownership. The Country Garden is now open new winter hours Monday through Friday from 9 to 3 and features even more new items. From funeral home memorials to jams and jelly gift baskets and home decor, shop the new Country Garden, now under new ownership on State Street in Washington. Open 9 to 3 Monday through Friday.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1970.
1973.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back for a final time at Forest Park, where the Hatchets get the win 58-42. Final thing to do is to hand out the post-game awards. We're going to start first with the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game, Kyle Cornelius.
High energy tonight. We'll go with Grant Niehaus. Finished that night with 19 points. Almost perfect from the foul line. A lot of those points in the second half coming from the free throw line. So high energy, Grant Niehaus.
Grant Niehaus is our Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game. The Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. From Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal.
We'll go with our point guard, Tyson Wright. Another solid game. Once again, we've mentioned it time and time again. We are going to go as he goes, and I thought that he did a great job tonight, both on the defensive end as well as running our offense.
12 points for Tyson, but defensively, yes, he was the key as he shut down the point guards for the Rangers, and they had trouble getting into their offensive scheme thanks to that pressure from Tyson Wright, our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Finally, the overall MVP presented by Annalou Chapman, RE/MAX Real Estate Broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. Tonight's MVP honors go to the sophomore, Mr. Julius Hardiman.
I tell you, back-to-back nights, actually. Just a great weekend by him overall. Very nice to see. Like I said, I think he's gaining some confidence in himself. I think his teammates are starting to show a little confidence in him as well. Just has a nice bounce to his step right now. And overall, player of the game tonight, Julius Hardiman, well-deserved. Back-to-back nights.
Real nice road win for the Hatchets this evening as they get the JV victory in the preliminary contest and walk away with the varsity win tonight. Final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 58, Forest Park 42. Have a Merry Christmas, everyone. For Kyle Cornelius and our studio producer, Andy Morrison, this is Dwayne Shake saying goodnight so long from Forest Park High School.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchets Sports on Memories, 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMW-AMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, a proud supporter of Hatchets Sports. John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with them your number one. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Ace's Restaurant, inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872.